From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life.
I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Whether your mental or physical wellness brings you to the top of the highest peaks,
or you need a little help with the climb,
The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch.
Well, May 22nd is the annual Running with Ed. It's a celebratory relay race fundraiser for the Park City Education Foundation. It raises money for Park City's teachers, students, and schools. It's been voted Park City's favorite fundraiser and sporting event 7 years in a row. Well, this year, Running with Ed will be a 21-mile, six-leg relay race. And teams of 1 to 6 people will choose their start place on a first-come, first-served basis at registration. Joining me on the phone to tell me more about it is Jen Billow, Associate Director of Communications and Development for Park City Education Foundation, along with Martin Briggs, who is the ESL and Dual Language Immersion Coordinator for the Park City School District and a huge runner. Jen and Martin, welcome to The Mountain Life. Great to have you back.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks.
Well, Martin, you are new on this annual visit to KPCW to talk about Running with Ed. How did you get involved as a teacher? We normally talk to someone on the board from the Education Foundation, but I have a feeling you've got a good story here.
Yeah, it's been fun. I started teaching in Park City School District back in 2013-2014 school year. And I was at McPullen Elementary, and they've historically had quite the tradition of going all out with participation from the students and the staff and the families, and having wild costumes. So pairing that with running was too hard to pass up. So it's been fun ever since.
Great. And I understand that you have amassed a group from the district office. That sounds like a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Because everyone knows about Park City Ed Foundation and all the amazing programs it does to support our students. But we always see, you know, so much of the rubber hits the road at the schools itself. And now getting our district office staff involved has been super fun. We'll see how it goes come race day.
Well, it's always about a lot of fun. And May 22nd is just around the corner. Jen Billow, you wanted to talk a little bit about deadlines. I think maybe today or tomorrow is one of the deadlines for a steeper cost of the registration.
Right. Yep. So regular registration ends at midnight on Friday. And so right now the price is $125 a person, and that will jump up to $200. So that is a giant jump. And the reason we're doing that is because we are having six start places across the whole district rather than just at the field house, again, to spread people out, these staggered starts. We really need to give ourselves a little bit of time to, make sure everybody's in the right place at the right time. So we're really encouraging people to register as soon as they can. We all know, you know, Park City people tend to do things a little bit last minute here. So register your team, and teams can be six or less. So we have six legs, as you mentioned, not the normal 10. So it's a shorter race. But there is one leg that's even shorter than the Jeremy Ranch to Ecker. This leg is now from McPullen to Treasure, and you run through Dozier Field, and it's just 1.2 miles. So whether you're an incredible runner like Martin or you're a person like me, there is a leg for everybody. And so that's a great way to support. And then also, though, if you really are like, I don't want to, you know, be out there, all the schools will have their exchanges. You know, every school is a start and a finish and the exchange, because we're doing this, you know, staggered start and finishes. So your schools will need help. And then also you can support simply by making a donation, by going to runningwithed.com and donating, because our goal for this race is the same as it is all the years previous, to raise $250,000 altogether.
Jen, it seems like in previous years, as you say, you always say $250,000, but don't you always raise more than that?
You know, it's interesting. We have pretty much raised around $250,000 every year except 2019, which was the last time we ran the race because we had to cancel it in 2020. And that was the 10th anniversary, and we raised about $285. So that was a big, big jump for the 10th anniversary. But typically it is around $250,000. You know, this is a fundraiser that everyone can take part in. So again, if you don't run or if you're a student, you know, it's only a $50 fee. It's a, you know, pretty easy barrier to entry, is not big. We scholarship people as well. You just, you know, have to call your school or call me, and we can scholarship people. So it's really easy to take part, and so it's, you know, a lot of smaller donations getting to that $250,000. But this year we're at $180,000 right now, right this minute, which is super exciting. So just under 3 weeks to get to the $250,000.
I saw that on your web page this morning, which kind of surprised me that the money has already been raised. It's been raised, but not necessarily collected. Is that right?
Well, yeah. So what we're doing, there's three ways that Running With Ed earns money, and that's through sponsorships, through the team registrations, and then also just for pure donations or fundraising. So in the past, we've like, well, you know, we have this goal for sponsorships and this goal for registrations and then this goal for fundraising, which has typically been around 100,000. And this year we said, you know, that's too confusing. We just need to reach 250,000. However we get there, we know our community will support. They always do. And so that includes so far our sponsorships, our team registrations, and donations. What's exciting is that at this point, we have never been this close to raising our $250,000 ever as we have this year. So it is very exciting.
Well, congratulations. That's great. But we want to keep raising money for education in Park City. And I think one of the ways that you do that is just by being present on that day, May 22nd, people acting very joyously, shall we say, in costumes and allowing the whole community to see these runners and or walkers, joggers, in my case it would be shuffler, you know, going around between the six schools here in Park City and just having a great time. So Martin, I'm wondering, what is it going to look like? Have you planned your team's costume yet?
Yeah, good question. We were actually just talking about yesterday. We've had a couple of different iterations, I'd say, of, okay, should we do this? Should we do that? I don't want to give away too many surprises, but yes, we are excited to be dressed up for it. It's fun at thinking about the different costumes and how they've been over the years. We've had quite the different get-ups over the years, haven't we, Jen?
Oh my gosh, there was the prom theme when I think every single McPollin school, whether you were teacher, the lunch lady, student, was, you know, dressed for prom running. It was hilarious. For those of us that have been around a long while, we do remember when Principal Mr. Ed was the groom and he had, you know, five brides running in wedding dresses. So, Lynn, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's so much fun. It is just a fun day. And if you just want to go out and cheer, the course is a little different. So we will be running more through neighborhoods, especially from Parley's to McPollin. We'll be running through Park Meadows. So, you know, come out on your driveway, cheer the runners on, give them a clap. You know, these people are raising money for our public schools. And as we saw this past year, if people didn't realize how important school is just so we can function as a community, you know, so businesses can function, parents can go to work, I mean, much less all the mental health benefits of kids being in school. These teachers and all these school district employees have done the most amazing job. We are one of the only school districts in the country to be in person all year, in person learning. They've done a fabulous job. So whether you can go to the website, donate $5, run the whole 21 miles, which a lot of people are doing, or go out and cheer, you are absolutely right, Lynn. This is our community supporting public education, and we hope everyone will get out there and do it. And then, of course, all the money goes right back into grants for the school. So it's elementary art programs, it's robotics, it's preschool, it's our Bright Futures program, PCCAP. So all those programs you've heard people talk about on KPCW, those are not funded by the state. You know, all-day kindergarten is not funded by the state. We are the lowest funded public education system in the country, and most of our income tax dollars leave Park City, which is the funding mechanism. So when you give to the Ed Foundation, when you support these runners, you are keeping the money here in Park City and making sure Park City kids and teachers get what they need to give our kids the best education in the state.
Well, Jen and Martin, I appreciate you joining us this morning. The website is?
runningwithed.com.
Couldn't be more simple than that. Well, have a great time. We'll see you out there. And just really briefly, with about 30 seconds left, I've got, if someone is going the morning of and they're sort of confused about where they're starting or where they're finishing because there are all these choices to make it COVID safe, what's that final thing you want to tell all of the participants?
Yeah, absolutely. When you register, you'll get an email on May 17th telling you where your team's start place and start time is. And so that look for those emails. I know we're inundated this year with emails, but definitely look for those emails coming from Running With Ed. And you can always, always reach out to me, Jen Billow, jbillow@pcschools.us if you're confused. But Running With Ed website will have all the information, and we're trying to make it as simple as possible, but definitely it helps us if you can sign up by Friday.
All right. Jen and Martin, thanks so much for joining me. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Mountain Life.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe, rate us, and leave us a comment.
If you have an idea for a future show, email us at mountainlife@kpcw.org.
We hope you'll bring your green smoothie and join us next week for The Mountain Life.